Today is July 18th, 2011. The time is 11:07 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on a Tuesday. This is an interview I recorded of Robert Scoble on the Fox Business News this morning concerning Apple.
And former Microsoft employee Robert Scoble joins the company now, expert on all things tech. Robert, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me on again.
You're the man who is really plugged into the tech world. Can Apple continue its momentum as the leader in the tech world if it were without Steve Jobs?
I think so. If you study the distribution channel they've built, the stores, the management team that they've built, the design team, the supply chain, all of those will not change with Steve Jobs moving in or moving out of the company. This company is going to be dominant and is going to be interesting for a long time. I think the New York Times today was questioning whether Apple could survive. Come on.
Well,
now the downside of Steve Jobs leaving is he is a long-term visionary. He sees new markets and he understands how to build a great product. That's a long-term question for Apple, whether they can replace that visionary style of leadership. But I think this is a different company than he left the first time. This is going to be an interesting company for a long time.
I don't think anybody is, I don't know about the New York Times, I've not read the article, but I don't think anybody is saying, hey, look, Apple is finished without Steve Jobs. I think people are saying, without Steve Jobs, they'd lose that certain something which has given them cool, that makes them the tech leader, that makes them the technology company in the world. They would surely lose that position. They'd lose that cutting-edge position if they didn't have Steve Jobs looking over every single detail of every single product that they're coming up with for now and the future.
I don't think that's true anymore.
Okay.
I think that now that he's put in place a new culture in the company, and they're going to ask themselves, what would Steve Jobs do? And they're going to come up with great ideas. It's not like the first time he left where he got fired from the company and people were questioning, should we follow Steve Jobs' style of visionary, product development, or should we go with somebody else? Here they have a much better situation. They have a great design team with Johnny Ives. They have a great management team. The only question is, who's going to be the front pitch man on stage when we go and see the next iPhone?
Okay. Now, I know you don't necessarily give stock advice, but the stock has pulled back today. It's down right now. It's down $13 per share. It's had a fantastic run-up for some time. Would you regard this as a buying opportunity? $335 a share. They're coming out with earnings late this afternoon, which are likely to be extremely good. Would you, Robert Scoble, would you suggest to your friends and yourself buy some of this thing at $334?
I was actually hoping that it would get down to around 300, which is where I would be, saying yes, 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 buy, buy, buy. Right now it's down, $13? Yeah, it's still a good company. I've seen many people say it's going to go to $400, $450. Take it at that. I think they have a strong product pipeline for the first 6 months of this year. They have a new iPhone coming. They have the Verizon phone coming. They have a new iPad, which everybody's hot and bothered about. So the first 6 months of this year are going to be great.
Can you?
It's the question of long term.
I've just got, yeah, exactly. That's what I want to look at for a second. I've got 40 seconds left. Look to the long term. Is there a breakthrough product? The iPhone was a breakthrough product. The iPad, to some degree, a breakthrough product. Is there a similar breakthrough product anywhere on the horizon from any company, regardless of whether it's Apple or anybody else, any breakthrough product on the horizon from anybody that you see?
Well, I think they're jealous of Microsoft with the Kinect. I think the Kinect is a real breakthrough product. I'm hearing rumors that Microsoft is bringing out a lot of Kinect games in April. And that's one that I'm watching. It's really revolutionary for the home. But we need to see, does Apple have another product that they can pull out of their bag?
Okay, well, Microsoft, by the way, is up 20 cents as of right now, up to $28.50. Everybody knows I own a little bit of Microsoft. I think you just give us an explanation as to why it's up another 20 cents today. Robert Scoble, thank you very much indeed. Come back and see us again. Good stuff. Thank you.
Thanks.
Surprise, surprise. Boeing delays its dream.